Okay, tonight we're going to discuss some issues that pertain to this time of the year, right around the big Christian holiday. We'll talk rather how Christian the holiday really is. It's probably more of a commercial holiday than it is a Christian holiday. But nonetheless, we'll refer to the holiday of December 25th. At some point in the show, we'll discuss if you're allowed to call it by name. If you can't call it by name, you can call it by name. Hopefully we'll get to that at some point tonight. But what we really have to figure out is understanding exactly what Christianity is from a halachic standpoint. The truth is, we can probably spend an entire year discussing Christianity from a Christian standpoint. There's a lot. I spent a lot of time the last couple of days researching Christianity, and you know, I always have to hide it from my kids. I don't want them asking me, "What are you reading?" "Oh, I'm reading about Christianity." You know, I got to be careful what they see, so we have to keep it on the a little bit private. But there's a lot in the religion that I think most Christians aren't aware of when understanding what this holiday of December 25th is all about. So we'll touch upon some of those issues. But what we really have to get to is, in order to understand whether or not December 25th has the status of a Avodah Zarah or a Goyish holiday, we have to first figure out what exactly the status it has in Halacha. So before we begin, we have to discuss that the whole December 25th is not the day that Yashka, so to say, was born. That's Kuli Alma Moideh. Even as good Christians, they'll tell you that he wasn't born on December 25th. Exactly what day he was born, historians don't know. They have a raya. Man, these guys are real medaikim. They're being a raya like this, because it says in one of the writings that he was a bunch of shepherds around when he was born. A bunch of shepherds standing around him because no one wanted to allow his parents into their inn, so they had to go into a barn. And a bunch of shepherds standing around when he was born. So they tiny, what do you mean? How could it have been the dead of winter? Which shepherds are standing around in the dead of winter? Elamai, it can't be. He was born December 25th. It must be he was really born later on, sometime in the spring. That's the raya they bring. Someone told me it's not such a kasha. In Bethlehem, it wasn't so cold. Right? We weren't talking about in Europe over here. It was in Bethlehem. Okay, Tzorachin, you have to know. But in any case, the assumption was he was not born on December 25th, and therefore that's not what they're commemorating, nor that's what they're celebrating. So where did December 25th come from? So the truth is, December 25th, believe it or not, started out as a Yom Tov from none other than Adam Arishan. The whole holiday season of right now, going in, it has nothing to do with Yashka. It was around before Yashka. It really dates back to Adam Rishon. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches Tanur Rabbanan that Fisherah Adam Rishon Yom Shemismayit V'Hoylich. Adam Rishon saw that the days were getting shorter. Now, what happens in the winter is the days get shorter and shorter. Amar, he said, Oyli Shema Vishvil Shesarachti Oylam Choishich Ba'adi. So Adam Rishon thought that this is a punishment. He realized, why is the world, why is day getting shorter every single day? This is the way Hashem is going to end the world. Every single day is going to get shorter and shorter and shorter, until eventually there'll just be no day, and that'll be the end of the world. That's what happens in the winter, right? If you don't know any better, you think in the winter the days get shorter and shorter and shorter, you wonder if it's ever going to change. So what does the Gemara tell us? What happens? But Adam Rishon thought, that's it, that's the end of the world. That would be my punishment for what I did. So he had a fast day for 8 days. Kivin Shirot Kufas Tevis. So what happened, which is about to happen on December 21st, is the winter solstice. Well, that means we reach the point where it no longer gets earlier, but rather the days get longer, which is around December 21st. V'ra Yom Shemarech V'Hoylich. He saw, the days are getting longer now. So he said to himself, Amar Min Hoge Shel Olam Hu. This is the way of the world, that there's a part of the season where it's longer days and part of the season when it's shorter days. So Halach V'Oyse Shmoni Yom Tovim. He went and made an 8-day holiday. The Shana Acheris, the next year, also on the Elul, Eli Yom Tovim, who kavu in l'shem Shemayim, v'heim kavu in l'shem Avodah Zarah. So Adam Arishan made this beautiful holiday as a Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not going to get destroyed. And what happened was the Avodah Zarahniks of his generation, they took the same idea, but they turned it into a very Avodah Zarah holiday. In history, way before Yashka was even thought of, this was a very strong time for pagan holidays. This time of the year, from December 21st till January 1st, was a very strong time for pagan holidays. Why? Because exactly like the Gemara described, it had a lot to do with the winter, the cold winter, and the winter used to, you know, even like we have in Chazal, that the cold and Laila are not good signs. So for the Goyim it was the same thing. They were all scared of what the winter was going to bring, where we survive the winter. So they always had this type of Yom Tovim during this time of the year. Once the winter starts to get longer, which is around December 21st, is usually when they have this Yom Tov. So the holiday before Yashka came on the scene was a very, very much a pagan holiday. It was nothing to do with Yashka's birth, and even Christians themselves, when the Pope made December 25th the day he did, he knew good and well that wasn't the day Yashka was born, but they needed to get people to follow the religion at that time. So who was the majority of people? It was pagans. So they said, no, we'll work with your idea. You want to celebrate this time? No, we'll celebrate this time also. And we'll make believe Yashka was born December 25th. And that's really where it all came about, that the whole idea of December 25th is really, it's rooted, the entire Yom Tov of this time for the Goyim is really rooted in pagan beliefs. And for that reason, it's not really so much a Christian holiday, it's more of a pagan holiday, which is even worse for us, because pagans are for sure if they have a desire, without a doubt. Christians, we can see, maybe it's a machloikis, but pagans, they bow down to everything and anything. In different parts of the world, they thought that there were different gods that they were worshipping at that time. There was the god of winter, and there was the god of the sun, so they were all worshipping various gods at this time of the year. That's really where the tree comes from, the evergreen. Was that during this time the pagans brought an evergreen, because evergreen was supposed to show nitzchias. So they brought it into the house and they lit fires and they used to eat a lot of food and they used to drink. So that was really all pagan. So the Christians borrowed a lot of these things. They borrowed from the pagan holiday. So what we need to figure out is when we go through the Christian experience, that the holiday that they have, what is real and what is more commercial, and what is really halachically considered avodah zarah, that could present a problem. So that's just a little bit on the background that we have to understand that this holiday was not made up by the Christians, it was really a pagan holiday. The problem is we have to understand what's our relations with our regular Christian counterpart, forgetting December 25th for a second. There's a very important Gemara in avodah zarah, same Gemara in Bchairis. The Gemara tells us in the name of Shmuel, number two, also adam shiyaseh shutvah samay v'chon. You can't have a partner who's a guy. Pretty hard to have a... You have to figure out what you're going to do for Shabbos, for sure, if you don't have a Goyisha partner. But you're not allowed to have a Goyisha partner in business. There's a prohibition in the name of Shmuel to be partners with a guy. You can only be partners with a Jew, or maybe an Arab, as ironic as that sounds. But you can't be partners with a Christian. Why? Shema Yischaiv L'Shvu. Maybe you're going to make him swear. Because you're going to say, listen, hey, you took more for yourself than you should have. You're not doing good business deals. Prove it. Swear to me that you're doing things the right way. So what's going to happen? He's going to get up and swear in the name of his God. There's a drasha, machloikis b'shoyin, if it's a drasha derais, a drasha derabanan, that not only are you not allowed to swear in other gods' names, you can't cause other people to swear in God's name. Just like a guy has to keep avodah zarah, he's not allowed to follow avodah zarah, it's one of the shevets of the nech. Including that somehow, that not only that, he's not allowed to swear in the name of foreign gods, and you can't cause it. So if you cause him to swear in foreign gods, you're over prohibition. So for that reason, says the Gemara, you can't have a goyish partner in business. Now, obviously, this presents a very big dilemma for many of us back in the times of the Gemara and up till today. How many of us have partners in the world that are non-Jews? How do we get around this Gemara? So there's a very interesting Taisus and Becheres Dav Beis. Taisus and Becheres and Dav Beis is bothered with this Gemara. He says, how can it be that you're not allowed to have a partnership with a guy? There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that one of the Amoraim said, Taisi Li, give me credit. Rabbi Avuah said about himself, give me credit that I was never partners with a guy. So we know that phrase, give me credit, means that I went beyond the call of duty. Fractai says, no, you didn't. You did what you're supposed to do. The Gemara says in Bechavis, you're not allowed to have a partnership with a guy. So I give you credit. You did what you're supposed to do. Why should you get any credit? This is Taisus versus Kasha. This is what the majority of the Rishonim deal with. How do you work this Gemara with the Gemara Megillah? And Taisus comes up with a chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus says over here that he brings a raya. Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from the Gemara Megillah. Number three. To Amar Avu Bar Ihi, Taisi li give me credit. To the Avdi Shutta Samev Gachavim. The Yasa, my Rabbis, Rabbusei. If it's really us that have a partnership with a guy, why are we giving him any credit? We quoted this Taisus and Mecheris many weeks ago when we talked about the sugi of Shal Shudis. That some people feel that Shal Shudis is optional. It's that extra meal. Like if you're in the mood, you eat it, and if not, you don't have to eat it. Why? Because the Gemara says in Kol Kisvei Taisli, give me credit. The Kayemus Gimel Sudis. The Gemara says, give me credit that I was mekayim the three meals. But if you have to eat three meals on Shabbos, why should you get any credit for it? You didn't what you're supposed to do. Mashma Shekulam Vayhari Nizam Ben. Because people talk a word makbid. And it was incorrect not to be makbid, but people were not makbid. So therefore, oit pirush of etam is maazeh kulonu nishboim bekachim ve'ein taisim behem alahus. Today they all swear, and there's nothing to do with their god. Avo pishem askirin shem shemayim, even though they mention their god's name, v'kavanosam the davaracher. Some different geirsas have means yashka. Ein ze avoidis gechavim. Because when they say they're swearing in the name of Yashka, they don't really mean Yashka. They know that Yashka is not a god. He's part of the Trinity. Whatever that is exactly, that needs a whole discussion. That there's three partners in this religion. There's God, and then there's Yashka. As a third party as well. But Yashka is one of the partners in this thing. That's not a problem for you to cause him to swear. Because Bnei Noach are not warned on such a type of avodah zarah. And therefore we don't have a problem to cause him to do shituf. So Taisus sounds like, the simple reading of this Taisus is that the way they... the religion that they have, what we call Christianity today, is not real avodah zarah. Why is it not Rabbi Elazar? Because they don't believe in one God. They believe in a God. They believe in an Oisei Shemayim V'Arts. They believe there's a being called HaKadosh Baruch Hu who runs the world. But he has partners. Whatever that means, he has partners, what they do, what they don't do. But nonetheless, that's not real Avodah Zarah. And since it's not Avodah Zarah, so then you can make him swear in his God's name. If you'd work with, let's say, a Hindu, you'd work with an Indian, someone who's a real good old-fashioned Avodah Zarah, bows down to a tree, bows down to a rock, then you can't have a partnership with him. You gotta be careful. But if it's someone who's only going to be Christian, so according to Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that would be okay to have a business dealing with him, and you don't have to worry. The Shaila had to learn this Taisus is a very, very fundamental Shaila Nachrein. Did Rabbeinu Tam mean that that's not called Avodah Zarah? Which means if a guy goes now and bows down to Yashka, is that not called Avodah Zarah? Or does Taisus just mean that's not the prohibition of causing him to swear in the shame of Avodah Zarah? Which is a very fundamental shaila for our sugya. Does Rabbeinu Tam mean to say that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah? Is that what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say? Or what Rabbeinu Tam meant to say is, of course, it's Christianity is Avodah Zarah, and if a guy bows down to Yashka, he's an Avodah Zarah. Just the prohibition of causing a shvua is only if it's on a real Avodah Zarah. This is a big machloikas achreim, it's very negate to our sugya. If you assume Rabbeinu Tam is telling us that Christianity is not Avodah Zarah, so nothing's a problem today. What's Christianity? What's Yashka? He's not a god. He's a Shem Shemayim. Nothing is a problem anymore today. So that's the question. The Ritva, if you look on the left side of 4b, the Ritva gives a different answer to Taisvis' Kasha. Some Rishonim say what the Gemara means is give me credit that I didn't go into partnership even if I wouldn't ever make a Shvua. Because one could say to himself, listen, I'm going to go into partnership with my guy, and if a Shvua arises, I'll just forget it. I won't do it. I'll take the loss because I don't want to be over a Surah. And that one could say that's not a prohibition. So give me credit that I even didn't have a partnership with a guy in a situation that would even cause a Shvua. That's why some Rishonim learn. The Ritva learns differently. The Ritva says, "V'chitema number 4b on the left corner, v'chitema mai rabuse da'isru deraisu, it's aser." So he says, no. V'hanochoin da'hi lav isuri mamish. Says the Ritva, because the Gemara doesn't really mean it's prohibited. Not deraisu and not derabonan. It's not really aser. Elamidas chasidas ba'alma. It's a pious thing to do. Which means, according to the Ritva, it's not aser to have a partnership with a guy. It's not preferred. If you don't have a partnership with a guy, you're praiseworthy maybe. But it's not aser. Yeah, the Gemara says aser. Yeah, it's a big chiddush from the Ritva. And many Rishayim hold like this. Ritva, Ramban, and other Rishayim, Rabbi Dezar, and Megillah, and a couple places, they make this comment. It seems to be very hard to read into the Gemara. The answer is you have another Gemara. It says tastily. So how do you make the two Gemaras work? But this is the chiddush of the Ritva. Rabbi Natam is not going that far. Rabbi Natam seems to be saying that no, depending on what type of Rabbi Dezar that he has. Halachah l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch writes in number 4 in Arachayim. This is even before we get to Yardeya. In Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch writes like this. In Kufnun Vav, that's the siman of Shulchan Aruch right after Hilchas Tefillah, where the Shulchan Aruch tells you how you're supposed to conduct yourself after you leave Shul. After davening, what do you do next? So you're supposed to do this and not say that and don't do this. A whole list of laws, what you're supposed to do after davening is over. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'yizar m'lashtatif im ben noyach. A person should make sure not to have any dealings with a ben noyach. Obviously, if he serves idols, Shemi is chayv l'shuv. I'm Hashem lo yishmal picha. Like the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch seems to like not like the Ritva. Shulchan Aruch seems to be like most Rishayim that's aser, and therefore you can't have a business dealing. Comes along the Amar, he says, no hagav yesh mekilim. There are those that are lenient, but asiyah shutvesim goyim bizman hazeh. That today, in my time, in the Ramah's time, in Krakow, Poland, late 1500s, early 1600s, then you could have a partnership. Why? Mishum she'ena goyim bizman hazeh nishboim b'avayi zazar. The goyim today are not swearing in any Avodah Zarah. Even though they're mentioning Yashka, Yashka's an Avodah Zarah. They really mean Hashem. They mix it all together. Yashka, Hashem, it's one big thing. We don't find that there's such a prohibition of Lifne'iver. Because goyim don't have this prohibition of Shituf. But let's say you want to just have regular business dealing with a guy without any partnership, the kuli al mashari, that's for sure mutter, as long as it's not on their holidays. So the shayla had to learn this Ramah. Now this Ramah is really Rabbeinu Tam. What does the Ramah mean? Does the Ramah mean that it's not Avodah Zarah? Or does the Ramah mean, of course it's Avodah Zarah, it's just there's no prohibition of causing him to swear in a shame of such an Avodah Zarah? So if you look at number 5, the Maruk Tzir, Yaakov Emdin, writes that he thinks Pshan and Taisvis is not the way most Achrayim learn. He thinks Va'adover Pashat Ubarer Shein Oivdei Avodah Zarah Mitzuyim Al Hashituf. They're not commanded on Shituf. V'chol Echad Shebechutz La'aretz Einei Al Hashituf. And all the prominent Avodah Zarah today in Chutz La'aretz is Shituf, and it's not Aser. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is of the opinion that Goyim are not prohibited to do today Christianity. If a guy is oivid Christianity, he's not doing avodah zarah. He's not breaching Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, because that's not avodah zarah. Avodah zarah means good old fashioned avodah zarah. Shittuf is not avodah zarah. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridei quotes the Neidei Behuda, where the Neidei Behuda thinks that's not pshat in the Ramah, or that for that matter, not pshat in Rabbi Lutam. Says the Neidei Behuda, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Neidei Behuda, says like this. What everyone says over in their mouth, people say over, oh, Christianity is not really Avodah Zarah, and therefore a guy is allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. Says the Neidei Behuda, who taught us, it's a big mistake, it's not true. The Yotzlehem Miloshen HaRamah now, and they all get it from this Ramah, which we know is really Rabbeinu Tam, says the Noidi Bihudu, Be'emes Kavonetz HaRamah, Demash Mishtatev B'Shvua. Says the Noidi Bihudu, that's not Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't mean it's okay for a Christian to go bad down to Yoshka. Of course, if a Christian goes bad down to Yoshka, he's over Isra Avodah Zarah. So what does this whole thing mean? It means that you don't have a problem of causing him to swear in the name of Yoshka. That's what the Ramah means. That you're allowed to have a business deal. First of all, Jews, we're definitely not allowed to do shittuf, that's for sure. If we want to subscribe to that type of religion, we're for sure aser. Machloikas achrenim is what about for a guy? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds, no, goyim are not being over. Which means, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it comes out all those Christians are technically keeping Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, assuming they're keeping the other parts of it. Most people think, oh, how can you keep Zayim Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? You're over Avodah Zarah. You bow down to Yoshka every Sunday. If you're from, once a year, if you're not so from, right? The answer is no, it's not Avodah Zarah, according to Yaakov Emden. According to Neid Behuda, that's Avodah Zarah. Aye, so why am I allowed to have a business with him? Because the prohibition of causing a Shvuah is not so strong when it's only a watered-down version. However, the end of this Pesachei Tshuva, a lot of people don't read. The end of the Pesachei Tshuva, he says, I think that's the Pshat, but he says, I have a shtickle steering in Ramah. I have arrived from a Darkei Moshe somewhere else, that maybe not like that. That maybe the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah's opinion really is not like that. He really believes, like Yaakov Emden's version, that there is no Avodah Zarah for a guy when he's bowing down to Yoshka, when he's worshipping Yoshka, that's not called Avodah Zarah. So this is a very fundamental machlokes achreinim between the Neidei Behuda and Yaakov Emden, how to understand a guy's relation to Christianity. Rav Salavejik is quoted by Rav Shechter Nefesh Rav, quoting his grandfather Rav Chaim, that Reb Chaim felt that the Pshar is not like Yaakov Emden, but instead the Pshar is like the Neidei Behuda. And number 7, he writes over here, Rabbeinu Amar B'Shem HaGrach, Reb Salavejik, he quoted from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, She kishkoga sheyotz b'fnei ha-shalot. He thinks everyone's missing the boat again. Why? V'ho'ikr kehavone shar gedele achreinim b'teis v'sahi. He thinks the Pshar is like most of the achreinim, toli huzru sholi shova b'shittuf. Avo b'vade huzru sholi lavod alze b'shittuf. So Reb Chaim was of the opinion like the Neidei Behuda. Of course a guy is not allowed to bow down to Yoshka. Also, he worships Yashka, he's even Avodah Zarah. Just that the prohibition of Shvua is not so chomer. But of course, it's real good old-fashioned Avodah Zarah. So according to that Mahalach and the Achreinim, so whatever Christianity is going to be, it's good old-fashioned Avodah Zarah. It has all the trimmings of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so let's work with Imtim Saloima. Imtim Saloima, we view Christianity as good old-fashioned Avodah Zarah. So what's wrong, or what are some of the prohibitions that we can't do with Avodah Zarah? So let's assume it's a good old-fashioned Avodah Zarah. Yashka is Avodah Zarah. Christianity is Avodah Zarah. So what restrictions does that put on our life? So there's the famous Mishnah in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Lefnei Idien, before their holidays, Shalayv Dichom of idol worshippers, Shalayv Shiyom, in 3 days before their holidays, Asur Lasseis V'Lasseis Yimayim. Can't do business with them, L'Hashilon V'Lishol Mehem, can't borrow, borrow or lend out, L'Halvois L'Luvois, borrow money, lend out money, the Freya L'Praya Mehem, pay back Chayvers or vice versa, all these things are Asur. Why? What's this prohibition 3 days before the holidays? So the Gemara in Davov, Kler Zeshayla, Iboiluhu, number 9, Iboiluhu, what's the reason? Is it Mishom Harvacha? Is it because they're going to be so happy, they're going to be so tefridim with what happened, you lent them, you whatever you did to them, that's going to cause them to go praise their God? There's another tzad, that if you give them, let's say, an animal, that animal is going to be the animal they use to be makriv to Yoshka. So there you're being lifnei even. That's the whole discussion in the Gemara. What does harvacha mean? So Rashi says, you're going to then go and be moided to their God. They'll be so happy because you made this big business deal with them 3 days before. They'll be in such a good mood. They're going to all of a sudden go back home, bow down to Yashka. And what are they doing wrong, says Rashi? And the Yid will be over, like the Gemara said. You're causing him to praise his God. That's an Isra of Yishmal Picha. Achrayim assume that according to Rashi, it's an Isra Deiraisa, which means doing business with a Christian 3 days before December 25th would be a prohibition on a deraisa level, which means that everyone's got to take vacation. We can't do any business with our non-Jewish counterparts because we'd be in transgression of this prohibition. So there's a very long Taisus in Daf Beis and Avodah Zarah where Taisus comes to defend some of the business dealings that we do this time of the year. Taisus writes like this. Number 10 says Taisus. Mishum the Ozel b'yem Eidei u'moida avoyz g'chavim. B'tarich l'shein ha'mashma shvat salayim ha'af mekuchu memkar. It sounds like not only is it big things like borrowing and lending, it's regular business. I can't go to 7-Eleven, assuming it would be owned by Christians, I can't buy milk. Okay, even little things. Now, it doesn't have to be a major idea. I don't have to make a big closing, a big business deal. Regular purchases. V'kosho. Amas samchu ha'olam osis v'losis b'yayim idayiviz k'chavim imayim. Frank Tasis, so why's everyone so lenient today? You see, people b'yayim idam, people do business. Right? So why, what's everyone saimach on? Nihi derayiv idayim min akadishim heim mikomok and b'chol shvu yayim echad yesh lahem. Tasis, what about every Sunday? Sunday is a big Gaisha holiday. It's a big religious day. Why are you let everybody do business on Sunday? Don't tell me that the Christians of today are not so frum. They're not really Christians. They're not really keeping their religion. So that's not true. To Amar Shmuel b'Gemara, we'll see this Gemara in a few minutes. Shmuel says that when the Mishnah said 3 days before you can't do business, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Goyim are very frum. In Bavel, they're very frum. Begoyle in Chutz La'aretz, whatever Chutz La'aretz means, it's only B'yom Edom. It's only on December 25th you can't do business, but December 23rd, December 24th you could do business. So it says Tosfos, what do you see from here? Ha B'yom Edom, mi aser. But on December 25th, it's aser. So if I need to buy milk on December 25th, I can't go to a Christian and buy milk. How is it that people used to do business on that day? So Tosfos comes up with a novel idea. The kach niru d'shoi m'shem Eva. So he says, I'll tell you why it's mutter. There's Eva. It could be bad blood. If we don't do business, they don't do business with us, it's going to create a bad feeling between us and the Goyim. And that's never good. Gemara and Mishnayos talk about doing various things with Goyim and we don't want to because of Eva. We don't want there to be bad blood with our non-Jewish counterpart. Rabbi Yehuda himself sent a present to a min on his holiday. So the Gemara asks, how can you do that? He says, what am I supposed to do? There's going to be Eva. So one pshat in Taisvus is that the reason why you're allowed to do this is because of Eva. Then Taisvus goes on to bring some other pshatim. Miwe Nira, he says that's not the pshat. And he thinks the second pshat that Taisvus brings down over here is because the whole prohibition is only to sell them religious related articles. And if you want to sell him a tree, 2 days, that you can't do. But you're not giving him anything religious. You want to buy milk. He wants to buy milk, sell milk, water. Nothing that has any connection to religion per se, then there's no prohibition. Those are the two terotzim in Taisvus. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva. If you look at number 11, Rav Michal Birnbaum sent a child to Rav Moshe. He said, he doesn't understand this. What type of heter? Eva? You're just going to throw away innocent derisa because of Eva? What does that mean? Eva maybe in the Rabbanon world. When you have a prohibition on the Rabbanon 11, you can tell me Eva. He asks Rav Moshe, Michal Birnbaum asks Rav Moshe, if you learn Rashi, that Rashi means derisa, and we shouldn't learn like that, how can you just throw it away because of Eva? So there'll be bad blood. If a guy asks you to be Michal Shabbos, what are you supposed to tell him? Okay, no problem, I'll be Michal Shabbos because I don't want you to look down on me. No, you tell him, I'm sorry, I can't, I have my religious beliefs and I can't do it. So here also, if this would be a real issue derisa to do business with a guy, that wouldn't be mutter just because of Eva. So Rav Moshe has a chiddush in the tshuva number 11, Rav Moshe says no. Rashi says, "Avol aniz daiti near delek issa deraisa belases velases avsha ozelu meider." Says Rashi, it won't be an issa deraisa if you buy or sell milk to a guy on December 25th, even if he's so happy that he bought milk or sold milk to a Jew, he's going to go home right down and bow down to the avodah zara. Shem dehavidovish ena mischavin. Now Rashi mixes in things that we're used to hearing from Shabbos type of terminology, not in hilchos avodah zara, but Rashi calls it a davish ena mischavin. Why? Bahamas umatan. Shiyedo akum. It's not for sure. When I buy the milk, am I thinking this is what's going to happen? I want milk because I need to put something in my cereal, so I buy milk. Says Rav Moshe, v'davashay mischavin ha mutter l'rabbanan. We know that davashay mischavin, at least in Hilcha Shabbos, is mutter. V'rak hocha chemiru l'takin is samas umata, k'daimim shem chum avay dezara. But over here, says Rav Moshe, they were more machmir, and they said, you're right. We know it's davashay mischavin, but if I pick it, it's going to be awesome. This is Ramosha. First of all, you never know if he's really going to do it. Maybe he'll just take the money and move on. He's not going to necessarily bow down. Says Ramosha. You know he's such a frumma Christian that after you make the sale of the milk, he's going to turn around, bow down to Yashka 20 times. Says Ramosha, ain't this shaykh le psikresha? This is not even an issue of psikresha. The psikresha next week is chavin. Why? Given the alkoponim ain't a hechrach. It's not for sure. Because maybe he won't bow down. Therefore, Dr. Moshe, it's not a problem in the world of psikresha. This is a chiddush. A lot of things you have to work out with this tshuva of Moshe about psikresha, how that works its way into avodah zarah. But that was Moshe's answer to the kash. So we clearly have a Tosfos and Avodah Zarah that gives us a little bit more wiggle room on how we could do business B'yom Edom, how we can do business on the day itself, because we'll say Eva. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky talks about what happens in cases where there's no Eva. Let's say they themselves are closed, or the government closes it down. So where's the Eva then? You know, they want it to be closed. On Sundays, where there used to be laws that certain things have to be closed. So then there's no Eva if you go around and try to get business or do business with a guy. Okay, you're supposed to be closed on these days.
In the times of Gomorrah, there was no concern of the Eva. I mean, it was the same issue. If it wasn't permissible then in the Eva, why should it be?
Right, that's also true. You have to know, that's where things get so tricky in knowing what was the difference between then and now. If anything, you think today it's hard to sell this whole Eva thing, right? It's very hard to understand that. But there's another very important
question of size of the transaction.
Sounds like from Tosfos not. It sounds like any Mekuchu Memka, any purchasing. You go to the gas station, you buy gas. You know, if the guy...
But it's more likely he'll have a party after...
Right, so that's the question. Is it what's going to motivate? That's where Ramesh is coming. Ramesh is like, listen, not every little business dealing, you know, obviously if you guys are doing a major business dealing and a lot of money is being transferred, you can understand. But you spend $3 on you know, whatever it is, what's going to... That's Ramesh's angle. But there's a...
But
yeah.
There was time in the morning.
Right. So you see already back then, in the times of Gemara, they were somewhat understanding of what was going on. So it's hard to know where and when do we play these cards of Eva. But there's a very important Gemara in number 12, which Tosfos quoted, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara quotes the name of Shmuel, Begoyla, outside Eretz Yisrael, what we call Chutz Laretz, Einei Osir Ela Yom Edom Bilvad. This Mishnah that everyone knows 3 days, it's not true if you live in Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz is only B'yom Edom. So I mean, you could do business with a guy December 23, December 24, December 25, you have to stop. It's only B'yom Edom. Why? So Rashi is actually a stira. We quoted one of the Rashis. Rashi number 13 says, "In anu yuchayim lahamid atzmeinu melisa v'litani moyim." It's too hard. We can't go 3 days without doing business with them. Well, it's not. We're not going to have any parnasa. 1 day, okay, we could. But 3 days, it's too much. We work for them. We get business for them. It's too hard. Other Rashi in other places says no, because they're not really that from. The goyim are not, they don't celebrate 3 days before. Maybe B'yom Edom they'll go and bow down to Yashka, but 2 days, 3 days before, they're not thinking Yashka, they're not going to do it. Says the Gemara a story. Says the Gemara, V'horeb Yehuda Shari le'rebreina le'zavni chamro le'rev gidol le'zvun echidim b'chagasa the tayi. He allowed them to buy and sell on the actual B'yom Edom, this chagasa the tayi of the camel drivers. Shani chagasa the tayi deloy kiviyah. It's not an established holiday. So I always joke, this is maybe Thanksgiving. What does it mean it's not established? It means it's not a specific day. Right? Thanksgiving is not a din in the day. So then the last Thursday of November. What type of holiday is that? The last Thursday of a month is a Yom Tov. So Bishlam, December 25th, that's Chayk V'Layavar. It's December 25th. It's etched into the schedule. Mashenki, the Loi Kivia, one could learn the Gemara, the Loi Kivia means it doesn't have a specific day. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi means the Loi Kivia means they don't celebrate it every year. Some years they will, some years they won't. Depends on their mood. So that's not a real Yom Tov. But a Yom Tov that's celebrated every day, that is a Yom Tov, even though it's not, depending on the nature of the Yom Tov. So I thought maybe you could read the Gemara, the like Kivim, means it's not established in the calendar. I mean, it's like Thanksgiving, the last Thursday of a month. That doesn't make it a Chashivas, a Yom Tov. Okay. But in any case, so December 25th, without a doubt, is definitely Kviya Diarcha. It's every single year, the same day of the month. So does that become a problem for Avodah Zarah? So the question is, so what can't you do? So the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah on the next page, Davavam Beis, the Gemara tells us like this. Who mina the shadile dinra kisraini le Rabbi Yehuda? There was a min who sent a present to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya b'yom Edom on his holiday. So now Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was very troubled. What's he supposed to do? What am I supposed to do now? The guy sends me a present. What do I do? So the Gemara says like this. Have Yosef Reish Kalusa Kamed Reish Kalusa was sitting there. Amar, he said to him, Hechi Avit. What are you going to do? What do you do now? Ashkele, if I take the gift, Azalu Maida. He's going to go and be Maida. Now the truth is, we never saw any Mishnayis that say you can't give presents. All we saw Mishnayis was you can't do business. Presence was never addressed. This Gemara is the source in Halacha that not only can't you do business with them, you can't even do gifts. So what does he do? So he says, if I don't take it, Loi Ashkele, if I don't take it, have a Le'eva. Then we're going to have problems. I'm kind of stuck. So I told him, Amalei Reish Lakish told Vizorikais Labar Bafanov, take it, throw it in the garbage. So he said to him, Amalei Kolshkein Havalei Eva. That's definitely not good for relationships. If I'm going to take his present and throw it in the garbage in front of him. So he told him, Kalachayadu de Kamina. I said, you got to be swift about it. I don't mean it'll make it so obvious. You have to do it in like a backwards way where he's not going to realize that you kind of threw it away. That's what the words of the Gemara. It's a big machlokes Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara's answer. What does it mean, Kalachayad? Does the guy know or he doesn't know? There's no pashtus, there's no isser to be nana from the actual guf hadover. The problem is, the guy is going to feel great that you took his gift. So, what would we accomplish over here? If it means that the guy doesn't know, or the guy does know, it's a whole discussion. The Beis Yosef has a long piece how to learn this Gemara. It says this Gemara is the source of halacha about accepting presents from a guy is a problem on Yom Edom. So, if you want to get, if your Goyish business partner gives you a present on December 25th, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have to try to get rid of it in a kalachayar way. Now, this year, it's usually not so negay, because on December 25th, you're usually not hanging around with your Goyish counterparts, because they're doing their thing, and you're hopefully off and enjoying your day. But what about 2 days before Pashas and Ol, or 2 days before? It's only B'yom Edom. So, this is if they give you the present on December 25th. They give you the present December 23rd, chayit shouldn't be a problem. But there's one more Gemara. The Gemara tells the Behuda Shadalei Kurve La Vidrana B'yom Edom. Not only the Gemara before is talking about receiving, here the Gemara is talking about giving. The Gemara tells the Behuda sent the present B'yom Edom. Amar, so they asked him, how can you send the present? So again, you see from the Gemara that despite the fact there's no mention in Mishnayis of a prohibition of presents being received or given, it was assumed to the Amorim that that's prohibited. So he said, Yadanabe, I know Delay Plachle Avaitzkicham. He says, I know this guy who I'm sending a present to. He's not such a frumha. He's not going to turn around and bow down to Avaitzar. So this Gemara is very important. Because you see from this Gemara that if you know your Goyish counterpart is not going to cause him to do anything in the religious realm because of this gift, or maybe because of this business deal, then there is no prohibition. So let's say you work with a Christian and you know him good and well, you know he's so not from, he knows nothing about Christianity. We talked more in this year about Christianity than he has ever learned in his whole life. And to him, you know, December 25th is just a day off and gifts mean nothing to him. So according to the Gemara, you can give him gifts all you want. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to cause him to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So now let's see a little bit some of the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. The Siman Shulchan Aruch that predominantly deals with this issue is Kuf Mem Ches in Yeridea. So let's go through some of the Mechabers in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber number one, first one is number 16. Also l'shleich daron l'goy b'yom chagoy. You may not send a present to a goy b'yom chagoy. Elam kei noida l'sh'ena moida b'alilim. Unless you know he's not going to bow down to any gods. V'ene of them, he's not going to serve them. Let's go the other way. If he sent you a present on December 25th, you're not going to accept it. What about if you're worried about Eva? So the Mekablo, you should take it. He says, Befanov, while he's standing there. It means the guy has to know that you never got the acceptance of it. The guy has to know that you couldn't use it. He sees you accept it, but he knows he can't use it. You got to be really swift of it. You got to take it, and while the guy's standing, oh, and, you know, accidentally slip and it falls and breaks, and you can't use it. Right, you got to make. Oh, by mistake, you know, it spills and falls on the floor. Right, you got to be. You got to be really good at this. Right. Any holiday that we think they're going to do anything religious based. You know, this obviously is not a problem on Valentine's Day, right? Or Halloween even, for most people, because they have no connection to religion. We're assuming that December 25th is at least the one day that they view it as some form of religious day. 100%. Easter probably is worse. So, because you don't want him to think that you're enjoying it. You don't want the guy thinking, ah, this Jew is going to go home now and eat my candy and drink my wine, and he's going to enjoy it. He's going to feel good, and that's going to cause him to bow down to what I deserve. He has to know, right? He has to know that you're not getting any pleasure at it. Okay, that's one mechaber. Let's see another mechaber. This is a very important one. Says the mechaber, "Ein yom hachag asur el oivet boy bilvat." This whole prohibition is for only those goyim who actually serve avodah zarah. Aval hagoyim shesmeichim boy. Those goyim that are happy on, we'll call it December 25th, va'oichlim v'shoysim, and they make sure to eat all the foods that are religious based. Umishamer ma'isay b'bnei minuk, and they keep it because that's what they were taught as little kids. You keep December 25th. Oy b'bnei kavod hamelech, or out of some form of respect for the king. They have no connection to this. They're not bowing down. They don't even know Yashka exists. They don't know where. To them, December 25th is a day off of work and some football on. That's maybe some family time. That's the whole Yom Tov. Then you can do business with them because there's nothing, it's meaningless to them. It's like any other day of the week. To them, it's a day off of work. That's what it means. So if that's their whole attitude of the holiday, then there's no problem. I think a lot of Christians, again, I can't speak for them, many of them fall into this category. They're not that frum.
They go to church, right?
Maybe, right? If they're a little frumer. Again, it might depend really where we're talking about. You know, in New York, they're not so frum. You go to other parts of the country, there's some very frum Christians. They're very makbid. It depends. You have to know your friends. You have to know your business associates. You have to know your neighbor, how frum they are. If they're taka very frum and you know that they're going to go now and they celebrate it, you got to be careful. If it's some guy that you know he's not doing anything religious, you know, he's just having a good time and enjoying his day off. So according to the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. So we're going to talk about this. Someone asked Abadi that question. We're going to get to it in a second. When does the day start? Does it start Erev? Does it start December 24th at 12 o'clock? Does it start Erev? We'll get to that hopefully a little later.
Do we know even if they're very, you know, they're very good Christians and they're go to church and all this. But does that mean that they associate somehow? Well, they gave the Jew a present, so.
So the Mechaber seems that that's the connection. The Gemara seems like that's the way Goyim feel in this time of the year. The question is, if the guy's never bowed down in his life, he doesn't know how to bow down. He doesn't know how to be made to a god. So what are you worried about? He's going to go home and say, "Great, I gave the guy a present. I gave the Jew the present. You gave me a present, and business as usual." Then the chayyav there should be no prohibition. So the Mechaber tells us a bigger chiddush. Number 18 says the Mechaber. Also, likanes lebeis hagoy b'yom chagoy v'litin leshalom. You can't go into the guy's house and give him shalom. Motzah b'chutz. If you find him outside, you pass him on the street. Mutter. Then you're allowed to wish him a happy holiday. Aval yom lo b'sofer rafa o b'kavod resh. You're supposed to say it with not exactly with this loud, booming, happy holiday, you know, marry this. You know, tell it to him very quickly without making too much of a big deal. I heard this shiur from Rabbi Leibowitz, where he quotes Rav Shachter. Rav Shachter's of the opinion, you're not allowed to say happy holidays to a non-Jew during this time of the year. It's prohibited. So so it gets a little tricky then. It's pretty hard not to say, right? So he asked him, Rabbi Leibowitz asked him, can I answer you two back to him? If he tells me, can I answer you too? So Rav Shechter said, absolutely not. That's the same Hoidah. You're giving back. So he asked Rav Shechter, so what am I supposed to say to him? So he told him, say, season's greetings. So Rabbi Leibowitz said, it sounds like a card. Who says season's greetings to people? He sounds so strange. But he quote, that's what he held. He held that, that's Rav Shechter helps. He holds you're not allowed to say happy holiday on this holiday. He holds this included in this prohibition. So again, if you meet him on the street, so you got to say it, whatever, but suffer off. You got to make it mumble it somehow. But to go out with this, now, you know, everyone's such good moods. Everyone's, oh, terrific. So we're going to see there's a shach that says that's not going to work. Even Bezman Hazeh. One could say, come on, today it means nothing. Today, these words, happy holiday, is a fancy way of saying enjoy your day off. Doesn't mean enjoy your goyish, a terrible holiday where you're going to bow down to Yashka. It doesn't mean that. It means enjoy your day off. So that's why this time of year it gets a little tricky, right? I think this time of year it can mean Hanukkah. So this time of year you could tell, you know, happy Hanukkah. You guys tried to destroy us, and we succeeded.
No, in fact, it's used that way when people know you're Jewish.
Right, right. When you're Jewish, that's what they mean. Right, right. So yeah, maybe one can, you know, use that as a sniff halacha. But that's what he quoted from Rav Shechter that he holds it's us. So this is an important halacha. Right.
That will then cause him to do
whatever.
Right. This is the Jew actually
actively. Right. Right. That's the problem. Because you're going out of your way to start. You're the instigator over here where you're going out to sell. Right, right. That's the idea.
And New Year's is not a problem.
So we're going to try to get to New Year's at some point here in some of the many sources we have on this page. I'll try to get to New Year's. I don't want to slip this out for another week. I want to wrap it up this week. But yeah, we'll try to. Hopefully we'll get to it in a few minutes. So two more very important Shulchan Aruchs. Number 19, the Mechaber writes, "Bamed Devar Mum Beretz Yisrael." This whole 3-day thing is Eretz Yisrael, Ava Bishara, Ratzah, all other communities, Einei Asur Elo Yom Chagam Bilvad. The whole prohibition is only Yom Chagam, which is funny, you would have thought in Eretz Yisrael, right? The opposite, right? That's why people know in Eretz Yisrael, you like them when they're outside, and Chutzah is like them when they're inside. We spoke about this last year, because in Eretz Yisrael, they never had this oppression, in Chutzah, we do have this oppression. So it seems like over here, it's a little flipped, the ideology of the Goyim. But this is
happy holidays also?
What?
Happy holidays only also on that one day?
Yeah, that's what I would have assumed. That's what he means. He means that, you know, I think he was coming not so much. He was giving that you're giving credence. This is the way Rabbi Leibowitz was masbered, that you're giving credence to the holiday. You're saying, oh, yeah, I'm being machshav what you're saying. It's like, why you're not allowed to go to certain events that are not halachli? That's why many people have a minig. If a relative is marrying a non-Jew, you don't go to the wedding. Why don't you go to the wedding? Because are you going to the wedding? You think, oh, it's okay to do this. I'm participating in this sin. So if you say to them, happy holidays, it's like you're saying, oh, I'm giving credence to your holiday and I'm not because you're being an avid of a desire. I can't give credence to you doing something wrong. I think that's the way he said what Rav Shechter meant. Right. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess it depends on how you're going to word this. You know, enjoy the time off. Enjoy the. Yeah, you got to be a little creative. Exactly how to say it. So again, so it's only b'yom chagam up to 25. We're okay. Let's see in 20. This is the most important mechaber, I think. Says mechaber yeshayimim shekol she'ein kol dvarim elu amurim elu b'yisiz man. Says mechaber everything we talked about for the last 38 minutes is only negeya back then. They don't know anything about their gods. You could do business. You could lend and borrow. Everything. You could do the biggest business still you want. Schedule for December 25th. It's probably not going to happen. But if you want to do it, you can do it. No problem, says the Mechaber. Why? Because today they're not such from a guy. Says the Ramah. Let's say you want to give gifts to the priests. Give them a gift on December 25th. Ain't oisim mehem takrovis He says, what do you think is going to happen if you give a guy give a priest $20? He's going to take that $20 and bring it on top of Yashka's head. He's going to put it in his pocket. What do you think he's going to do with the money? You give him a cake, and he's going to put the cake on Yashka's head. He's going to eat the cake. He's going to serve it maybe at a Christmas party. He's not going to do anything with it. There's no hakrovas of a desara. El akayanam oichel v'shoisim, but they don't enjoy it for themselves. V'oid, v'isma b'shem Eva. We'll come back to Eva again. We have Eva. What are you going to do? If we don't do business with the guy, it's going to get very, it's going to become a problem. Im nafish atzmeinu b'yom chagom. V'anashurim b'neihem. We're stuck with them. V'tzrichim losses, v'losses imoim kol shana. We need them a whole year. Now, if we get them upset one day of the year, then we'll lose all their business for the rest of the year. Now, we got to stay on good terms with our Goyish counterparts. V'lechein. This is the kicker, says the Rambam. Im nichnas liyir umotzim smeichim b'yom chagom. You come into the city and they're having a big, huge December 25th party. Says the Rambam. Sameach imayim, join the party. Hey, this is the makar for going to the business, holiday parties. Go there, join them. Mishom Eva, if not it's Eva, David kemachtif lahem. It's like you're not showing them the proper respect, huh? No, because you're not giving them. You're just joining their experience. I guess you're not giving. You're coming mitzad. There's a party, and you're coming. Someone asked me this week. He has a holiday party Matzah Shabbos. He had it in a Goyish restaurant. So that's a separate problem. We spoke about that Rav Moshe and Goyish restaurants. So I told him go to the party. I said, can you get out of the party? So that's always a question. How much do you want to inconvenience yourself or your relationship with your counterparts to get out of the party? So the Rama says, go. Umikamak, and this is the part of the Rama a lot of people don't read. If you can get around it, try to get around it. Try to come up with a good excuse. I'm needed at home. I have to go somewhere, this, that, and the other. The problem is the Goyim are so nice today. They go out of their way. They bring you kosher food, and they make sure everything's so perfect for you, so you have to come. So now if you don't come, it's terrible, Eva, because what are you supposed to do now? So now you're kind of stuck. The Goyim are too nice to us.
Rav say that somebody referred to that, where you have these parties, and they bring a lot of kosher food. He called it Avodah Zarah B'Tahara.
Right. They made it worse for us. Till now, we always had these great excuses. So if it's like on a Friday night, so then you have the best excuse. Friday night, we don't do Friday night. But you got to come up with some creative reasons why not to go. Says Ramah V'chein im shalach doron l'goy b'zman hazeb yim shmini sh'achal nittel. Let's say you send the present to a guy 8 days after nittel. Shekairin New Year. This is a Trumas Hadeshen. Hadeshen is one of the Mishainim. Referring about New Year's. Sheyesh lem simin. They have a thing in their head. Im yagilem doron b'chaga hu. They hold that New Year's is also significant. Something special about New Year's is the hascholas of the New Year. Because you start the New Year this way, that gives it a good mazel. There's a discussion in Achreinim, are we allowed to use the secular calendar? Are we allowed to use the year 2016, 2017? Because what's that counting from? That's counting from Yashka era. Maybe we should always count from Bria Sa'ilam. That's many people are makbid, they'll only count from Bria Sa'ilam. So the Debrecina Rav writes about himself in a tshuva, that when he used to write checks, he wouldn't write 1981. He'd write 19, he'd leave it out, he'd write just 81. And he writes, never once was a check, never cashed, and he never had any problems. He never wrote the whole year out. He never wrote 1981. He'd write 19, or he'd write 81, and he never had any problems, he writes. Okay, good. I think most of us don't hold like that, but he's saying that if you want to send a present on New Year's, better to send it earlier. Im efshalo yishalech lemi be'erev, send it in the evening. If you can't, you can even send it on New Year's prep. So according to the Ramah, almost everything we've been discussing is pretty watered down today. Everything, almost basically everything, is going to be mutter. However, number 21 says, the Shach, not so fast. Even though we said everything is mutter, one thing is not mutter. The holiday greetings, says the Shach, quoting a Bach, that the holiday greetings, those are still a problem. Those are still a problem for us to be able to greet him on the regular way. So someone asked Rabbi Abadi, Yitzchak Abadi number 22, they asked him, Be'echot shekibim matonim igoy belayla. Let's say you get a present on December 24th, shu erev chagam. You get it at night. Hayim mutol lahanis mizeh. Are you allowed to derive pleasure from it? So he writes, Ayim b'yaradeya, quotes the whole mechaber, and he says, V'chein hu adim bizmanenu, u'befrat shehu milsa derabon. First of all, Rabbi Abadi tells him, today it's not a problem. As we just said earlier, today no one's that from. And secondly, it's a safek derabanan. Is it really considered yom edom or not yom edom? This whole prohibition is derabanan. We have to, people are so makbid on these things. You have to remember, it's only is derabanan. Lashon hara is an is derais. We have to just put everything in a perspective over here. This whole thing about this time of the year, not doing gifts and presents and this, there's a whole thing is an is derabanan. So it says Rabbi Abadi, so if the is derabanan, you can be meikel, you can take the gift. What do you mean by that?
In other words, is it that you're recognizing, like when they say it's usher
to greet them?
Is specifically mentioning the holiday by name, and that's a recognition of open English, or is it general? I can't believe it's a general situation, necessarily. I think maybe they're talking about, when you're saying, specifically for
if you're giving it the credence of a holiday credence, whatever that means.
Right.
When you're giving the holiday some significance, to whatever extent that's going to be. Yes. It's interesting, after all said and done, I just wanted to quote number 23. I found the sefer called Hegyoni HaParsha. So he writes over here, an interesting thing, I thought it was a chiddush. He quotes over here from his friend of Gershon Bess. Gershon Bess says, in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that it says, She'omar b'inyonim elu, these types of matters that we're discussing, presents, gifts, sheish lahakbid b'yamidi matzimum, we should be makbid. Afilu b'chutz la'aretz emefshe. Yaakov Eld, you should be makbid with presents and all these things. Specifically on December 25th. I'm not sure why. We just spent the last 40 minutes explaining why it shouldn't be such a problem, but he writes over there, Yaakov held, you should try to still be machmir and not be so mutter with these types of things.
So we have the correct people.
That's right.
You'll have to say happy holidays.
Have to, if not.
You're not allowed to say.
That's right.
They make the differentiation.
That's right. So the last thing that I want to talk about is two very famous tshuvas from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva, number 25. Rav Moshe writes like this: Ubedover lasis is a simcha b'yem eid shel hanochrim. You want to make a party? Im hu mitzad amunasam. If you're doing it out of your belief, im bekavana machmashu yem eid. Obviously, also medina. If you're making the party because you want to celebrate Christmas, of course that's us. Im b'loy kavana. It's without no intention. Yeish laasam mitzad marasayin. So this year becomes a big problem. How many people are having Hanukkah parties on this Sunday? Right? You can't have a Hanukkah party. It's a marasayin. The neighbors are going to think it's a Christmas party. Says Rav Moshe. He goes even further. Usudas mitzvah kemilu pidyat ben yesh lasas afilu bimei eichelhen. Of course, a milu and pidyat ben you could do. Dein laasim b'shul marasayin suda mechuyevas. Avos sudas bar mitzvah zok tuv ma'ishiyev bar mitzvah toiv litchais al yemacher. Don't make your bar mitzvah on December 25th. Va'af nesuin, even nesuin yesh lekvoy lechatchil al yemacher. You should try to find another day. V'yem rishoin mishonish alehem. What about the first day of the year, which is January 1st, V'chein Thanksgiving, Ein La'as Medina, that Rav Moshe holds is not real religious holidays, Avabal Nefesh Yesham L'Hachma. So this is an unbelievable chiddush from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds you can't have any parties. So what about Hanukkah parties this year? Okay, it's no Hanukkah parties. Ma'ar Sayin, they're going to say you're having a Christmas party. It's Mamash the same day.
Only December
25. Right, but the Sunday is December 25. This Sunday. So if you want to have a party. Then Rav Moshe has one other tshuva, which I want to mention very quickly, that I think is important for this time of the year. Rav Moshe talks about a yeshiva that wants to give off. They want to have vacation from December 25th to January 1st. It works out better. The English teachers are off. It makes life a lot easier this way. Everyone's home and off together. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva in Yeridah, number 24, he says like this. Those people want to give off. So he says, even though Pashur Ubar, Shein Lasis Kane, you should not give off this time of year, which many yeshivas are giving off for Hanukkah break. So the Moshe, you're not giving off so the kids can go enjoy Christmas. That's not why you're giving off. Because the parents are off from work. They want to go on vacation. That's not a very nice reason. So the Moshe, it's usr. The fact that you're doing it for the right reason does not remove the isr. Yisr. Not only you'll say, fine, we'll have school December 25th, and then we'll close January 1st. No, you've got to have school the whole time. Then he says, very strong words from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's disgusting. It's not the right time, this time of year, to go on vacation, to enjoy. And we mentioned this Sunday morning. Many people get lost in the spirit that this is like a happy, joyous time. Everyone's getting together. So it wasn't so long ago where they were murdering us this time of the year. There's a big chiddush in Rav Moshe about school closures. The last piece I want to get to is, what about calling it Christmas? Is there a problem to call it by the name? So the velt that's machmer, they get it from this mechaber number 26. The mechaber says, Shem chagim shalahem, the names of the holidays, Shem k'shem is bnei adam, like the names of people, ein chashash lahaskiram. There's no problem to mention it. But it can't be mentioned if it's mentioned with some form of pride of chashivas. So let's say Jesus, Yashka, so that's already giving it the name. Christmas is not really referring to, even though if you look at the word Christmas comes from Christ Mass. That's really the connection. So I made the argument, and I think that one can make the argument, no one associates Christmas with anything of Yashka. Christmas is equivalent of a day off. So I was speaking to a Pesach HaMeikul, Rabbi Forsheimer, and I was telling him my argument. He told me he doesn't think that's the common custom. He thinks common custom is not to refer to it by its name. We try to say it a little differently. But I said, but why? No one views it as a holiday. It's not a Lashon Chashivas. It's just a Lashon that people use to call the day. And instead of calling December 25th, they call it this day. No one really makes that connection. So that's the tumult on whether or not you're allowed to call it by name. The last page, which I urge you all to take home, is a whole discussion about whether or not giving gifts on Hanukkah would fall into Chukas HaGoyim. It's very much connected to the whole Christianity. So I gave it out to my kids in school. I said, here, go home and tell your parents they have to give you Hanukkah presents. I have so many sources on this page that says you got to give your kids Hanukkah presents. You have to give. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's Minhag Yisrael. It's a Minhag Yisrael to give Hanukkah presents. So all your parents are in big trouble now. You must make sure to give your children gifts. It's not Chukas HaGoyim, absolutely not. Check out page number 3.